Andrew's Daily Five. Five.
My defeated heart keeps beating on. I won't die like Chucky won't die, but I'm not here to socialize. Gotta find a new place to hang out, 'cause I'm tired of living in hell. I'm a mess since you cut me out, but Chucky's arm keeps me company. I'm a fright with my tombstone smile. All the children run away from me. Gotta find new friends to hang with.
I'm Andrew. Join Lydia and me as we talk through all of They Might Be Giants' major releases, focusing on what we think are their most underrated songs. We can't be silent because they might be giants. All right, welcome everyone back to episode 4. We are moving into the severe tire damage, long tall weekend mink car period. So we're going to start off with severe tire damage. Now, this obviously is a lot of live recordings and then a couple studio recordings. So Dr. Worm, I think, is one of the most beloved They Might Be Giants songs, so definitely not underrated, but that's what this album, this song is on that album. But there's some great ones on this one. I'm going to start us off with, it's a live recording and it's Why Does the Sun Shine? It's kind of like this sort of punked up version of, you know, they did this on the, an EP, with, that also had, I think, Whirlpool and Jessica, and there were a couple other songs on that. I used to own the CEP. I still own the CEP, and it's a fun, like, you know, song. They did it on the kids' albums as well, but this is, I think, the best version of this song. Why Does the Sun Shine? When introducing the rocking version of the song at a show, Flansburgh has been known to announce, "We want you to want the sun," which is a reference to "I want you to want you, I want you to want me," the Cheap Trick song. So we want you to want the sun, and that's how he introduces the song. Cool lyrics. Flansburgh is on the vocals. I don't think they wrote this song. I think this was a song that had been around and they kind of revamped it. I could be wrong on that. I'll look that up while we're playing it. But let's take a listen to the rockin' version of Why Does the Sun Shine?
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun.
Helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
The sun is
Yeah, this is such a great listen. This is one of those songs where people don't even realize that it's actually a cover. It's a cover from an old edutainment album called Space Songs that I believe like both the Johns grew up with as kids. And you know, just the way that They Might Be Giants are, they just are so naturally prone to dealing with rather intellectual or geeky topics in their songs, and they can just rattle off like scientific facts like nobody's business. So people just assume that they wrote this song, right. And I kind of love that.
Yeah, I thought it was a cover. I couldn't remember, but yeah, you're right. It was released in 1959, so an old song. They did write sort of a sequel to it, Why Does the Sun Really Shine, for their Here Comes Science album, which was also a lot of fun. So I love that they are just, you know, that they have kind of these, like you call it, edutainment songs that they sprinkle in. And I bet this one would be a lot of fun live. They played it a lot live, so 836 times live. So it's definitely been played a lot.
Yeah, in fact, they played it when I saw them.
Oh, cool.
In Los Angeles. And it was fun because they started like shoving in a bunch of things that were very much not educational at all, like making up all these silly things that the sun was made out of. In fact, John Linnell actually went into like a 5-minute monologue where he was doing an impression of Neil Sedaka, and he was saying like, I'm Neil Sedaka and I'm a bigger star than the sun. It was completely random and unexpected, and I was dying of laughter.
Oh, that's
at it.
Awesome.
It's so funny.
All right, what's your song going to be from Severe Tire Damage?
All right, so I'm going an interesting direction here. I feel like the majority of songs in this album are pretty beloved by the fan base. They're just pretty solid live arrangements. So I'm going with this little teeny interlude track thrown in at the beginning, Severe Tire Damage theme. I think this is a really fun way to kick off the album amidst a lot of full-length live versions. And I just like how funky and silly it is, and it totally sounds to me like a song that would be in a Super Mario Brothers game. Like it definitely has, yeah, a Nintendo soundtrack kind of feel to it.
All right, cool. Yeah, 40 seconds long, comes right after Dr. Worm, the second track, right before they get into live stuff. Here is the Severe Tire Damage theme.
It's good walk-in music.
Yeah, that's a cool little theme there. I assume Linnell wrote that one. I didn't look it up, but it sounds like something Linnell would write. But yeah, I really like that one. There's a lot of really good ones on this album. I mean, they play some of the classics that nobody would consider underrated, but they've got a couple of the really fun ones that they did live. I think, was this their first live album? I think it was, right? Or no? The first one they released.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. Well, let's move on to Long Tall Weekend. So I think this is the one that was recently remastered. Lydia, have you listened to the remastered
tracks? I have.
I mean, can you tell a pretty big difference? I have not done it yet.
Yes, I absolutely loved it. It's really up to par with their other studio albums now. As solid as the tracks in this album are, I always thought it kind of had like a flat kind of crunchy sound, because they said that they never fully mixed a lot of the songs.
Okay.
And so now everything just sounds like way more fleshed out and layered, and it sounds like you're there in the studio with them, so that's a good thing.
Cool. All right, well, why don't you start us off with an underrated song from Long Tall Weekend?
All right, so I'm going with Dark in Metric, and this is one of their shorter songs, about a minute and a half long, and it just describes this guy who is, I guess, sneaking around his town and wishing he was a pirate. And there's a really fun steel drum sound and some great baritone guitar and bass as well. And kind of everybody in the band at the time got to pitch in. I think my favorite part of the song is when Linnell just randomly starts listing off a bunch of car parts. He's just totally in his element here, and I like that.
Yeah, so he's got, because I had this one on my list as well, so I was doing a little research. So he's got spoilers, wind scoops, and mag wheels. Those are all accessories for cars. So, yeah, let's take a listen. Here's Dark and Metric.
No taxi could take you. No trains rolling by. No bicycle shop. No planes in the sky. Planes in the sky. Not a night spent in jail. Parrot on my arm. Not a man of the world. No patch on my eye. Patch on my eye. Dark and Metric is my town. Every day and night. Just because you're floating doesn't mean you haven't drowned. No spoiler, no windscreen, no mag wheels in back, no hydraulic shocks, no privacy glass, privacy glass.
That's a great song. What an underrated track. That one is ranked 253, so I mean, definitely a little higher than some of these other ones, but I think it should be a lot higher. It's a really, really good song. One thing I learned about this, Lydia, is they've never played this song live, ever, not once. I thought that was a little crazy.
Yeah, they just have such, when you have such an extensive catalog, I guess there are some things that are just gonna just naturally be overlooked, but I do appreciate how they've been pulling out some deep cuts at their flood shows lately.
Me too, for sure. All right, my pick from Long Tail Weekend is going to be Operators Are Standing By. This is another Flansburgh song. They have played this one live, but only once. And I'll look up the date in a second. From the Info Club newsletter, it says, this meditation on the torments of office work carries on in the grumbling tradition of minimum wage. The lyric I like, operators are standing by talking about their portrayal on the TV where an actress sits with a headset in outer space. So let's take a listen. Here's Operators Are Standing By.
Operators are standing by, smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. Bounce their shoes at the end of their feet and wish they could go home. Operators are standing by, poking holes in the ceiling tiles, making jokes about their old boyfriends and days gone by. Operators are standing by, talking about their portrayal on the TV where an actress sits with a headset in outer space. That's enough talking, ladies. Operators are standing by, smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. Pass round a picture of a Mobius strip and wish they could go home.
Now that I think of it, this song kind of reminds me of Birds Fly. You've got just a simple like ditty approach with kind of like a little kick in percussion and Flans just being all croony. I like when he does songs like that.
Yeah, it is a good one. They played this one time that year, 1999, on October 23rd. So I guess they weren't motivated to play it anymore, but it's a great song. All right, we're moving on to Mink Car from 2001. This is the album that I remember buying this CD on the day of, but it was September 11th, so it was a weird day. Went to the record store, and it's kind of bizarre to think that happened on the same day, but I loved it. It's one of those albums that's very polarizing among fans. I'm not exactly sure why. I think this album is great. I'm going to pick our first song from the album, and it's actually going to be a Linnell song. and it's later on the album. It's going to be Wicked Little Critta. This one is 566 ranked on the wiki, so again, pretty far down. In Boston slang, wicked pissa could be translated as super great, while dink could mean a stupid person or a jerk. And then according to a Q&A, Linnell's favorite hockey player is Bobby Orr. So he's got a little ode to Bobby Orr in there. Linnell's on the lead vocal. The lyric I like, he's a dink, way to go. I like him. I got problems. Here is Wicked Little Critta.
The pro is here to lead the way, to save the day.
Wicked Little Critta!
He clips the puck from Bobby Orr. He shoots, he scores.
Wicked Little Critta!
As he proceeds to torch the place, as he proceeds to scorch the place, as he proceeds to torch the place, scorcher, torcher, scorcher!
Wicked Little Critta!
He's a wicked little critter with a sissy bar, and he lays a patch on the tar. He's a wicked little critter with a sissy bar, and he lays a patch on the tar. And he pops a wheelie on his mini bike, and he burns rubber and he peels out. He's a wicked little critter with a sissy bar, and he lays a patch on the tar. And he clips the ball from Havlicek, and Havlicek is used and abused. He's a wicked little critter with a sissy bar, and he lays a patch on the tar. He decides to ditch, and he ditches, and nobody knows where he ditched. He's a wicked little critter with a sissy bar, and he lays a patch on the tar.
It's a wicked little guy, wicked pissa little guy, wicked scotcha little critter. He's a wicked little guy.
Wicked little critter!
He's a dink. Way to go. I like him. I got problems.
This has got to be one of the absolute silliest songs that John Linnell has written. Like, basically just a whole song of poking fun at weird Boston slang and also getting to make a bunch of goofy noises with the keyboard, and I kind of love it for that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, so my pick is a little song called Hopeless Bleak Despair. And I feel like one of John Linnell's greatest songwriting abilities is being able to convey depression and death and other heavy topics like that in a very thoughtful kind of way through his songwriting. And this song kind of goes for like a folk ballad kind of approach, telling a story of a man who is constantly chased by a cloud of depression every day. There's like a catchy chorus refrain that it keeps returning to, and you have like a surprising twist ending where the depression cloud doesn't go away until the man dies, and the depression goes to heaven and the man goes to hell. And so it's just a very unexpected and morbid twist, and this has always been one of John Linnell's songs that has stuck with me the most lyrically, not to mention that it has a pretty solid chord progression as well.
Here it is, Hopeless Bleak Despair.
I never knew what everybody meant by endless hopeless bleak despair, until one day when I found out, the first time I ever left my house, it saw me and followed me home, and stayed with me for my whole life. For years and years I wandered the earth, condemned to a life of bleak despair. Then one day I looked around and found it had disappeared. Hopeless bleak despair, it was always there. And then one day it disappeared. In a puff of smoke, in an they'd say get out of here. For years and years I wandered the earth, sick of my life, looking forward to death. Then one day I looked around and found that it disappeared. Hopeless being despair, it was always there. And then one day it disappeared in a puff of smoke, in an unceremonious way. One day it disappeared.
Hopeless being despair.
Despair had ascended to heaven. That's how I find he got rid of it.
Hopeless being despair, it was always there. And then one day it disappeared in a puff of smoke, in an unceremonious way. One day it disappeared. Hopeless being despair, it was always there. And then one day it disappeared.
Yeah, like you said, just, you know, very sort of depressing lyrics, but, you know, we love them for that. And, yeah, this is a great track. I really enjoy this song as well.
I really like the chorus. Hopeless, bleak despair was always there, but then one day it disappeared. That's a really great chorus.
Yeah, that is cool. All right, well, I'm going to pick us some intro and outro songs. So the intro song that you guys heard is going to be Cyclops Rock. So that was another one off of Mink Car. I thought it'd be a good one to start the episode off. Flansburgh's on the lead. It's kind of a punk rock, just a really fun, energetic song. And then I'm going to do another Flansburgh song for the outro, and that's going to be First Kiss Live from Severe Tire Damage. This song was originally developed as a Monopuff song, and it includes another verse about a time machine, but the live version is a lot different than the one on the album, and it's just a lot of fun. So I hope you guys enjoy that on the way out. Next episode, we will get into The Spine as we make our way through the Damn It Giants catalog, discussing what we think are their most underrated tracks. So thanks so much for joining us. Lydia, any final words before the end of the episode?
I would just say go listen to Mink Car, because there's probably a lot on that album that you haven't stopped thinking about how great it is.
It's such a great album. I 100% agree. All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
The morning.